Denis Villeneuve finishes his epic adaptation of Frank Herbert's classic novel with Dune Part 2.
In the shadows of Arrakis lie many secrets.
The story picks right up from the previous film. Paul Atreides and his mother Jessica have fled to the desert to join the nomadic Fremen. There, Paul concentrates his power as a potential messiah while planning to overthrow the evil Harkonnens.
You've been fighting the Harkonnens for decades. My family's been fighting them for centuries.
Most of my complaints about the previous film have been improved. There's greater character development and the diversity of the different worlds is explored, though it still seems the furniture comes from the same galactic IKEA no matter the planet.
Don't try to impress anyone. Nothing fancy.
I understand. Nothing fancy.
Most important, this completes a story that was merely set up in the last film. This is why I despise the trend of two-part adaptations. Sure, it generates more cash, but it results in awkward pacing. This version of Dune is epic and has scope, and Villeneuve loosened the reins a bit, though he doesn't go gloriously off the rails like David Lynch did in the 80s.
You are not prepared for what is to come.
This film manages to capture what was once considered unfilmable, and it mitigates a minefield of triggering topics like conspiracies, religion, terrorism, war, and desert politics.
He who can destroy a thing has the real control of it.
Dune Part 2 gets 4 sandworms out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.